Welcome to the Lipsy's Aim Higher podcast. Today, we've got Dale Luke. I'm Jason Klausner. Rob Abruzzino is out of town, so I'm guest hosting today.
Hopefully, he's freezing right now.
And we have a very special guest. We have Chris Johnson, Senior Product Manager from FN, joining us today. Chris, what's happening, bud?
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, man, thanks for coming in. Thanks for making a journey and bringing some fun toys.
Yeah, happy to do it.
Yeah, we've been at the range pretty much all day today. We've been shooting a lot of new products and everything, and we're super excited to talk about the brand new FN Reflex. So, Chris, tell us a little bit about this new product.
Yeah, dive in.
Yeah, sure thing. So, this is FN's new high-capacity micro-compact 9mm pistol. So, can you hear me okay?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, it's our new high-capacity micro-compact pistol. Basically, we had the 503 for a long time, and then what we wanted to do is, listening to customers, we wanted to be able to give them more of what they wanted, better ergonomics, better shootability, more capacity, and that's what I think we've done here with the FN Reflex.
Yeah, I tell you, the size of the 1-inch wide, platform, 10-plus capacity, that's pretty much now the standard.
Yes.
The single-stack 9mm was the hot thing for, 5 or 6 years there. And now it's pretty much, this is the new criteria, which pretty much all micro guns are judged by. And I'll tell you, your execution of it, though, is really, really nice. And there's a few little things different about your gun than a lot of the other ones that are out there.
Yep, indeed. So, one of the key things to note here is that it's an internal hand-fired operation, so that gives you an excellent trigger and an easy-to-rack slide. So that definitely is something different that's new out in the market that you don't see a lot. A lot of guns that are this size and this space, they're all striker-fired. So, right. It's good because it gives you, a good, consistent trigger pull, but we achieve that, too, with having kind of the preloaded hammer and, our internal hammer-fired operation. So the engineers did a fantastic job in executing that.
Yeah, Dale, you and I went to range. We were talking about how the trigger pull was really really crisp and really consistent.
Extremely crisp. It really shocked me. It took me by surprise the first time we squeezed it off. And, of course, I can't hit anything with any gun, apparently. But I actually shot this one quite well. It makes me kind of reconsider my primary carry gun.
Yeah, I tell you, the trigger pull on this gun was really, you kind of get used to that kind of crunchy striker fire.
Spongy.
Yeah, this is real crisp, real clean, a real sharp reset on the trigger. I tell you what, too, you also when you don't have the striker, you tend to be able to contour the back of that slide a little bit, too, which makes appendix carrier a little bit easier. Doesn't print as bad as some of the other guns.
Yep, absolutely.
So tell us about the capacity on these.
Yep, so the gun will ship with two magazines. It's going to come with one 11-round magazine with a pinky extension, and then one 15-round magazine that's got basically kind of a grip sleeve extension. It will also come packaged with, inside the box, it will come with a flat floor plate. So in case you want something even more concealable, the 11-round magazine, you can put the flat floor plate on there to have, I think it's 4.3-inch overall height. So
That's ridiculous. Just how small this gun really is and how it ran. And, tell us about the sights on it. I mean, the sights really stand out. I was quite impressed looking down the
Yeah. So, we have a front night sight with an orange ring around the lamp. We wanted to basically have something that was kind of working like most conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And then we basically, listening to customers and things like that, I have a preference for basically like blacked out rear sight, but, a lot of customers don't. And maybe that's more of like a professional or an intermediate user kind of a feel. So we wanted to give something that would kind of appeal to more consumers. So having kind of two rear dots on the rear sight, something that definitely we heard a lot of feedback when we were doing the development on this pistol. And, that's kind of the neat thing. Also listening to customers too, using red dot optics is definitely something today that, we hear a lot more people doing, especially like on the very thin concealed carry pistols. So we do have a MRD version of the Reflex pistol. So it's cut with the Shield RMS C footprint. So any of those like micro red dots that fit on like the concealed carry pistols be ready to go for this pistol. So.
Yeah, that'll be perfect. It's a great deep concealment package, and the recoil was not there.
No,
it was soft.
It was a very soft shooting pistol. Yeah, I was really impressed with how ergonomic the gun is, and how flat it really shot.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these guns can get pretty snappy. Smaller guns, but this one I found was probably about best in class as far as recoil control, in my opinion. And I agree with you on the sights thing. The sights are that when we do special makeups on guns, probably the sights are the number one things that we go back and forth on. What do we want to do? because you ask 10 people, you're going to get 10 different answers of what's ideal. So is there any commonality with sights or the proprietary on these cuts?
So it does use the same dovetail cut as the FN509. So if, I guess you wanted to, you could kind of swap out, like, you know, the 509 sights on there. You know, I had a hand in the development of these, so I like them. So so I'm a little preferential. But, you know that there's something that's very dependent on the person choosing them. So anything that's basically aftermarket for the FN509 should work on these just fine.
Good.
Yeah, the rear sight's almost cut like a soft U. I wouldn't call it a complete U, but I wouldn't call it a square. It is a rounded edged kind of square and U notch in the rear, and that front sight really cradles in quite well with it.
I liked it a lot. I'll tell you another thing about this gun too. I think you hit it right on the head with the texture. You know, that's another thing that a lot of manufacturers kind of struggle with, either going a little too aggressive on the texturing or not quite enough. Especially on these small guns, you know, you're carrying them usually close to your body, so you don't want it super rough. But at the same time, you want to be able to hang on to the gun.
But if you sweat on it, you want something to grab onto.
You want to be able to hang on to it. So I do like the way you address the texturing on there. I think it's a good mix of both. These guns anchored in the hand really, really well. And I tell you, with the 15 round magazine in there, I mean, the gun really shot about like a full size gun to me.
Indeed, we spent a ton of time in the development on the grip texturing and things like that. We came up with a new skate tape pattern that you see kind of on the side panels, and then if you're familiar with the 509, you see kind of the dragon scales on the front and the back strap and everything like that. So we feel like you can get really good purchase on it. It helps with the controllability of it. You know, helps with just the overall shootability of the gun.
Chris, tell us a little bit about the product development process at FN. You know, things. What are some of the things that you guys have to go through and to validate these projects? And, you know, kind of give us an idea of what it takes from conception to commercial.
Oh, man.
From paper to chalkboard to production.
Yeah, a day in the life of product manager.
Right.
So a lot of what we do is we basically try and come up with ideas on what we think, you know, where the market's going to be a few years out. I mean, it's like, the development process takes a good bit of time, especially when you're talking about lead time on tooling and injection molding and things like that, or if there's any other new manufacturing processes. So generally speaking, what we do is we work with our engineering group, we listen to customers, you know, we do dealer visits and, you know, distributor visits and try and get feedback from a bunch of different areas, and we try and consolidate that into kind of like what the next iteration is going to be. You know, this project was actually started before my time here at FN. I've basically just been fortunate enough to kind of carry it through to the end here. But, you know, basically listening to customers, we found out that, you know, hey, look, single stack 9mm is not what's needed, you know, for today's shooter, for today's, you know, concealed carry person. So listening to customers, kind of coming up with a set of requirements, and then basically working through like basically a gated or staged approach to product development, where we go through and we do like, you know, planning, detailed development, we go through, and then we actually do industrialization. And then eventually when that's all said and done and we go through many, many months of, you know, each one of those phases, we actually have a final product that eventually goes out into distribution, out to dealers, and then eventually into the hands of customers.
Right. Well, you know, it's FN is, we talked about it earlier, they're not always the first one out there with any product, but usually when they come out, you know it's well vetted and it's been validated. And you know, the guns that you guys have such a military background as far as arming, you know, the soldiers and stuff like that, and having military contracts, that you have a protocol that's pretty rigid and very regimented compared to some manufacturers out there. So what are some of the vetting processes that you guys have to go through to get these guns over the finish line?
So we, you know, we basically have, you know, I don't say pretty rigid, but, you know, we have a set standard of basically requirements and basically tests that we want to make sure that all of our products pass. So, you know, when it's a military product, it's easier because we have one customer. But when it's a commercial product, we have, you know, millions of customers. So one of the things that we try and do is, you know, by listening to the customer and seeing what they're, like, looking for, you know, we can build the requirements out for durability, reliability, basically, you know, how it's being used. And that all goes into basically our testing protocol. So when we go through and we do like development or like, you know, preliminary development, critical development, things like that, we go through and we say, all right, we need to test for endurance here. And then we need to shoot X number of thousands of rounds to make sure that it meets, you know, the minimum requirement to bear the FN badge on the side of the slide. So, you know, we go through and we have probably 30 or 40 different tests that we do to ensure that whenever a customer, you know, receives an FN509 or an FN Reflex or an FNX or any other pistol that we make, that it's going to be to the highest standard and they're not going to be disappointed with the performance of that pistol.
So how many rounds do you think you have through this gun in testing?
Me personally?
Yeah.
Oh, thousands. But it's a lot of fun. It definitely, it's one of those ones that's been easy to shoot. And, you know, every time I pick it up and put, you know, another magazine through it, I'm actually very proud of it, and I'm very happy and very excited about getting this pistol in the hands of our customers.
It's always cool to go shoot these guns when you're with the product managers, because they watch you like it's like you're taking their kid out to go hit their baseball the first time or something.
And you're also under a microscope at the same time.
So we're out there shooting it, you know, and Chris is like, so did you like it? Did you like it? You know, what'd you think? And I'm like, it's great.
What next?
I tell you what, I really was impressed with the guns. They shot well, they handled well, and they look good. You know, it's another part of it. And, you know, some people, it's all about, well, you know, does it work and does it function? Yes, that's the most important things. But if you have the option of it looking good as well, why not go for that?
Yeah.
And so I think aesthetically, these guns are very pleasing to the eye. They have really good lines. The grasping grooves are very comfortable. You can tell guys who shoot guns and carry guns actually develop these guns. Mm-hmm. So kudos to your team and for you to get this one out there like that. Because I tell you, a lot of times some things come out and you're seeing like, man. No, so I don't know. Have you ever carried a gun? You ever shot a gun?
Who fumbled this one?
Just because you can doesn't mean you should sometimes. But I think really the execution on these was really, really well done. You know, with FN's commitment to quality and everything, I really do think that this is going to be a really good player in that micro compact market.
You know, but one of the great features about this gun here is, you know, with the soft recoil, you can actually practice with it and learn to shoot it. You know, so many other micro compacts, they get real snappy on the recoil. It's hard to handle. And 9 times out of 10, the guys that are at the range, they shoot other pistols and leave their personal carry stuff either on, or they may shoot a magazine through it before they walk out of the door. But this is something that you can really put your time and effort into and really master shooting a micro carry gun.
Yeah, I mean, that was actually kind of like one of the things that we wanted to do with developing this pistol, is create something that people could actually use. You know, we went through and did a lot of benchmarking from a lot of other pistols that were in the market, even some of our own internal ones. But the long and short of it is that, you know, a pistol like this is meant to be carried every day.
Mm-hmm.
And that if you don't practice with it, you're not going to be proficient with it. So if you're going to carry it every day, you have the responsibility to be proficient with the tools that you carry.
Exactly.
And so that's what we wanted to try and accomplish here as well, is, you know, the 15-round magazine, getting enough, you know, purchase there to where if you've got larger hands, you've got something mm-hmm. extra to grab mm-hmm. onto, you know, little details like, you know, the slide stop, you know, and having it be in the right spot, or the magazine catch and having it be, you know, big enough to, you know, activate, but still small enough to where it doesn't catch or grab or anything like
that.
Or
snag, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So those are all kind of things that we wanted to make sure that we did. And we got a lot of, you know, internal people. We had some, you know, external subject matter experts come in and kind of validate, like, everything that we're doing with this to make sure it kind of checks all the boxes for a true EDC gun.
So on the MRD model, what optics are direct mount onto this slide?
So there's a lot of them. So one of the key ones that we did a lot of testing on was the Holosun 507K. So the K series footprints from Holosun. There's a bunch of new, like, enclosed optics that still have that same footprint that are made by Holosun. The Shield RMSC, SMSC, any of those, like, Shield, you know, footprint optics, they fit really, really well. And because they're now micro, like, they kind of match the width of the slide too.
Yeah.
So really any optics that kind of share that same footprint, and there's dozens of them out there now. So, I mean, we're kind of in a golden age of, like, pistol optics. So
fortunately, in the micro guns, everybody went to one footprint, unlike the big size guns.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, but yeah, now that's a great feature on there. And I tell you, we were talking about it at the range earlier. I think the days of guns coming out with not having an optics option is probably pretty much dated.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of my opinion. Is I look and see what's happening. You look to see what's happening with, like, competitors and things like that. Listen to what consumers are asking for. Even if they don't, like, walk out the store with an optic that day, there's always plans for the future. It's like, well, maybe one day I want one. So it's kind of like you're future proofing your purchase if you buy an MRD or a red dot ready gun right out the gate.
Well, and when you execute them like this, there's really no downfall. You wouldn't even, when you're shooting these guns, you have no idea that it has a plate on there.
No.
No, it's really, other than the two screws on the top of the slide, you really don't even really know that it would be optics ready anyway. So,
and for a consumer going into it, it's like, I really don't need an optic on it. But, you know, you can bet probably 9 times out of 10 that's going to fester on him for a while until he finally breaks and is like, all right, I'm putting an optic on this thing.
You got to think, too, like from, you know, if you're, you know, working a counter or something like that, you got to think, it's like, well, yeah, you can save a few dollars a day by buying just the plain slide version of this gun or that gun or whatever gun, or you can upgrade, spend a little bit more money, or, you know, if you do have to take it to a gunsmith or somebody to machine the slide, it's going to cost you several $100s.
Sure, and you void your warranty and, yep, and everything, mm-hmm, else. So, really, if you can get it done at the factory, it's probably the way to do it.
Yep, absolutely. So,
well, good deal, fantastic, man. Well, I tell you what, you know, go check out these guns. You know, FN, the Reflex series, I think is going to be a home run. I think this is going to be a contender. You know, the 509s have been really taking off. Mm-hmm. They've been doing really well. I mean, obviously the FN X45, we've been selling those guns for years.
Yeah.
It's been what a legacy gun that has been. I mean, FN really has some of the key players in the market between the SCARs and the P90s, the
5.7s. 5.7s, yeah.
And now it's exciting that you're in this new micro world where you really haven't been able to play before. Yep. So, you know, to have that quality and that commitment to you know, the utmost reliability and I tell you what, accuracy, these guns shot lights
out. They really
out.
Did.
I mean, to have all that in such a small carryable package like that is really a good deal. So go check it out. Chris, tell us about your socials and stuff, where you can find all this stuff on FN.
Well, best place is, I'm not really on social media, so you can check out FN Reflex or any other FN pistols or products at fnamerica.com. That's the best place, or any of the FN socials, Twitter, Instagram, so on and so forth.
Great. Go check those out. Go check us out at lipsys.com, all the socials, lipsysguns.com. And until next time, aim higher.